tell me how you got into this field. Where did you get the inspiration?
Well, I kind of stumbled into meteorology in sort of an offhand way. I was always interested in science and math, and those were always, I thought, the easiest subjects that possible through school. And when I was in college, I was a physics and math major. And as I was sort of looking around for what I was going to do, I wasn't real thrilled about what I sort of saw as where the job prospects and exciting topics were in physics. They didn't match up with what I thought was the fun part of physics. And in my junior year in college, my undergraduate department chair said, you really ought to do something over the summer. This summer after your junior year, before you go to graduate school, to try something out. And he suggested that I go to the Summer Institutes on Planet and Climate at the NASA Goddard Institute for Space Studies in New York. A previous graduate of our college had gone there, had become a world's expert on black holes, and he said, you ought to go there, and it really helped Don a lot. And so I decided, well, that sounds like a good idea. And I went to New York and spent the summer there and actually worked on climate modeling. I put in the boundary conditions for modeling the last glacial maximum, the last ice age, into a climate model and ran those. And then Columbia invited me to come back for graduate school. And so I went back, and we had discussed whether I was going to do it in physics or in geology, and they said the geology department looked like it was a better fit. And so I actually looked at how volcanic aerosols are moved in the atmosphere. And so what happens as you, if a volcano erupts, what's the strongest signal it has on cooling the Earth? If you where's the best place to put it? And after a few years of that, I was learning, I wasn't completely comfortable with what I was doing right then. I'd grown up in the Midwest, and thunderstorms were always a big part of the summer fun. And I had the opportunity to come to the University of Illinois with Bob Wilhelmsen, who was probably the leading person in the world on the numerical modeling of thunderstorms. And that sounded like a fun thing to do, and Bob and I were probably about as good of a match of advisor and an advisee as you could hope to have. We got along great, did some work on modeling of why some storms make tornadoes and others don't make tornadoes. And then I actually came to Norman simply because Chuck Doswell, who was a scientist here at the Severe Storms Lab, at a conference, I'd been interacting some with forecasters, and there aren't a whole lot of researchers that actually like to spend time with forecasters, because forecasters and researchers think really differently. And Chuck said, well, before you go off and get your academic job, why don't you come to Norman, come to the lab for a year on a postdoc, and come do some things. And the postdoc was a two-year opportunity, and so I came down for the 2 years and was fortunate enough to be offered a federal position when I got done with that, because this was, I decided that interacting with forecasters and doing those kinds of questions was actually a whole lot more fun than what I would have in the academic world. And so I've now been at the Severe Storms Lab for over 15 years as a research meteorologist, and think it's been just a ton of fun. I talked with friends who seem to have a lot more job stress than I do. I have to deal with things like a few little bureaucratic management things that I have to do that take about 5% of my time that aren't much fun, but the rest of the time I get to work on whatever I want to and work on things that I think are important and interesting.
What do you say to a person who's considering a career in science?
Well, I think one of the things about science that's a lot of fun is that you get to solve problems. You constantly get to think about things that you want to think about and to try to find answers for things. And for any job, it's important to actually enjoy what you do, because otherwise you're pretty miserable. And I think one of the really fun things about science is the notion of discovery, and that at some point, every scientist gets the excitement of realizing that they know something that no one else on the planet knows. And then they get to tell people. And that's just a whole lot of fun, when you realize something's true that no one's ever known before, and then you get to stand up and tell people about it or write about it. And people go, wow, you learned something important. And that's just a whole lot of fun. And it happens, fairly regularly.